August 20th, another wonderful day. And you saw a beautiful little cow that was born. And on the same day, we received a letter from the people of the Ethical Treatment of Animals, one of America's foremost institutions, an aggressive ministry. This institution, it totally exists so that we treat animals properly. Well, the little cow got lost, and the entire Arinam was out looking for the cow. And who found the cow? A cat. One of the Madhavasi, our monks from Malaysia, decided that the cat would know where the cow was. So he picked up the cat and started walking around. The cat smelled the cow and jumped out of his arms, and he found the cow. That was not a very easy thing to do, because we were walking around 51 acres. Anyway, the cow that ran away and got lost shortly after birth was found. And now we've been asked to write the Hindu point of view on the ethical treatment of animals. That's a big job, because even now in Hindu temples, animal sacrifice is taking place. I just don't know what I'm going to write. I hope that you will write to Hinduism Today, the editor, and give some suggestions of the Hindu point of view of what we could say. I also think there should be a big organization in America, and maybe there is, of the ethical treatment of children. Because children are being abused in many, many homes throughout our country. Many, many Hindu homes also beat, hurt, pinch, slap, take their aggressive stress out on their children. The Asuras live in many homes. Asuras are like devils, you know, rather than angels and guardian devas living in the homes. Anyway, all that aside, we want you to have a wonderful day. These are my concerns, but I thought I'd share it with you today because of the coincidence of the cow and the letter from this coalition to treat animals properly. Give it some thought. Let us hear from you. We need voices. And you'll see your voice here, right here, on the World Wide Web in cyberspace. If you want it to be confidential, just write confidential. We'll take the information and use it. We do need your help. We want to preserve animals. We want to preserve children. We want to preserve wives. We want happy homes. This is very important for a new age, which is just breaking and coming into being, but peace and harmony and well-being begins in the home. We need your voice, and we need it today.